broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary.
On that vote, Mr. Chairman Green, it was 18 ayes and 15 noes.
The House Homeland Security Committee approved two articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas early this morning, endorsing a resolution charging him with breaching the public trust by failing to stop a surge of migrants coming in from Mexico. Texas Republican August Pfluger.
Failure to secure the border has been so significant, so catastrophic, so egregious that Congress must now use its power to provide accountability.
Democrats calling it a sham. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is just for show because there is no one, absolutely no one, who believes that the Senate will convict Mayorkas.
President Biden says he's decided on a response to the Iran-linked drone attack that killed three Americans in Jordan. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
Officials say plans call for the U.S. to launch a real bombing campaign, not just another round of one-and-done retaliatory strikes of the kind it has conducted so far. Once it begins, the bombing is likely to continue for days.
Israel's army confirms it's begun pumping water into the vast network of tunnels beneath Gaza, which Hamas has used to launch attacks. The concern, hostages who've been held inside and drinking water contamination. 30 million Californians are bracing for a big storm.
Just making sure we have a generator that works and trying to make sure that we don't have a lot of debris in our yard.
An atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and snow from north to south. It'll all start in San Francisco this morning, then drift to the south and east, reaching L.A. by nighttime. Parts of Northern California could get more than 6 inches of rain. The Sierra Nevada mountains could get up to 6 feet of snow. Big question ahead of today's Fed meeting. Will central bank officials begin cutting interest rates? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger thinks not. Yet.
The Fed is seeking confirmation that inflation is thoroughly contained before they start cutting rates.
Fans are remembering a Broadway legend.
A boy like that, kill your brother, forget that.
Cheetah Rivera, who starred in West Side Story, Bye Bye Birdie, and Chicago, has died at the age of 91. CBS's Mo Rocca says she was a triple threat as a singer, a dancer, and an actor.
There was so much drama in that voice, so she really could act with her body and her voice.
Rivera was the first Latina to win a Kennedy Center honor. She was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers want to help the news industry. The Wisconsin Civic Information Consortium would create a newspaper tax credit and a local journalism fellowship program. Smaller advertising budgets and several layoffs have hurt the news business in Wisconsin. Accurate voting information's been put under assault over the last several election cycles. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says she's optimistic about the future.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they've spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
There's a bill in the legislature to require candidates to disclose when AI is used in campaign materials. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Rhys Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Rhys into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers, Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We could see a little patchy fog right away this morning, then gradual clearing through the day, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 46 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 tomorrow. It will be partly cloudy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the slightly distracted Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Todd was gone around the state all last week, and I use a different channel when he's gone versus the microphone when he's here. So I was turning up the right one if you were still not in studio. So
if I was still in Hayward, we were fine.
But alas, he is not in Hayward.
Well,
he is right in front of me.
As fantastic as Mr. Zommers is, look, you're just, it turns out you're human, like all of us. So that's fine. But actually, that's a great segue. By the way, welcome back to hour number two, Tuesday, January 30th, a minute past the hour of 1 o'clock. We were talking about last hour, this Derek Van Orden, who is the Republican 3rd District Congressman from Wisconsin, the western side of Wisconsin, announced he is running for re-election. And we read to you, in its entirety, the first three pages from court documents from a January 6th insurrectionist, Riley Casper from Wisconsin, who has pled guilty to attacking cops, police officers, law enforcement officers, and saying it's just ironic in a sad way that Derek Van Orden is campaigning for and endorsing Donald Trump for president. And Donald Trump has said on the record that he calls people like this Riley guy from Wisconsin, Riley Casper, who attacks police officers. Trump has called them heroes, has said they're hostages, and said that he will pardon everybody like this Riley Casper guy. Yet Derek Van Orden likes to say that he backs the blue, likes to trump that up, pun intended. But yet he goes around the state in flannel and goes to Quick Trips and pawns himself off as just a Wisconsin good old boy, saying that he likes to, you know, support law enforcement. But yet he also supports pardoning and letting go free insurrectionists like this guy from Wisconsin, Riley Casper, who has pled guilty to attacking police officers. So anyway, to get to the point of why this is maybe good that you turned up the mic that what we use were on the tour, because we did northern Wisconsin last week, and it was absolutely fantastic and beautiful. I'm thinking perhaps the next tour should be western Wisconsin. We should do a 3rd district tour.
I think that's now is a perfect time for that.
Right? We can go to Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Amory, Wausau, Stevens Point. I understand that Wausau isn't in the 3rd district proper, but the signal bleeds into the 3rd district.
And we have a station there, so.
Yeah. So I think we should do a 3rd district congressional tour, and I neglected in the last hour, that's why I wanted to bring this up, for all of what I view Derek Van Orden's terribleness, and he's disqualified, in my opinion, Not just the fact that he supports insurrectionists, not just the fact that Derek Van Orten, by his own posts on Facebook, was at the insurrection, not just the fact that he yells at teenagers in the library in Prairie du Chien, not just the fact that he verbally abused teenagers in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. By the way, everything I just said, Derek Van Orten does not dispute any of it. He just makes excuses as to why he did it. So it's not just that I don't think he's disqualified for just because of all of those reasons. It's also that he's just a schmuck. But he is. It's the totality of it. You understand? It's the totality of it. He carpet-bagged into the 3rd District. He likes to tell people, you know, I'm a lifelong person of the 3rd District. He got arrested by the TSA in Iowa for carrying a gun or trying to get a gun through a TSA checkpoint. But yet he claims to back the badge. But here's the good news. There are two great Democratic candidates running against him. And we're going to be following that. We're going to give them time to come on and talk about what their campaigns are for. Because I'm here to tell you the problems and the challenges, but also the good. But they can come on and say why Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shanklin, two fine people. Rebecca Cook ran last time in the Democratic primary. And then you have Katrina Shanklin, who is a member of the state assembly. So Katrina Shanklin and Rebecca Cook running for the Democratic nomination to the 3rd District, either one are going to be spectacular because it draws a great contrast to a guy like Derek Van Odwin. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Speaking of lacrosse in the 3rd District, let's go over to beautiful lacrosse, perhaps near Granddad's Bluff, listening to our station over there, WLCX, the Eagle in lacrosse. Dana, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Yeah, I'm on the opposite side of town from the Granddad Bluff.
But all right.
Yes, I do see it.
Very good.
Hey, regarding Mr. Van Orten, yeah, he does like to just portray himself as a good old boy. His most recent post on his Facebook, but you guys should check out his Facebook page. You know, he's in a bar and people are calling him out. Is that all you do is run around to bars and suck up to people there and people calling him out for his actions, the actions you've been mentioning, you know, the guns, the kids, mm-hmm. just the insurrection attendance. Anybody that calls him out for any of that stuff, every response he provides on his page is just, he blames it on the media for the leftist right. liberal media for reporting it. Mm-hmm. That's all they all do, Todd. None of them can ever defend what they've done mm-hmm. or what their idol has done. All they can do is attack the messenger.
Yeah.
And it's really disingenuous, and we're all smarter than that. You have a great day, Todd.
Hey, I really appreciate you calling in, Dana. That's Dana from La Crosse in the 3rd Congressional District. And, yeah, I grew up in the 3rd District, Richland County, and was a part of 3rd District Republican politics for years. My former boss, Dale Schultz, ran for Congress against then-Democratic Congressman Ron Kind. Helped on that campaign. I know the 3rd District very, very well. I ran twice, unsuccessfully, I might add, for a state assembly from the 96th and then the 50th Assembly District in the 3rd District. And by the way, we're getting a lot of kind compliments on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter saying that Todd should run for Congress in 2024. And I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. But, you know, as George Costanza once said, didn't take. I tried. One of my favorite lines from Seinfeld, by the way. When George's girlfriend, you know, sexually experimented, and she said, "Well, I think I'm a lesbian," and then like the next season, George came back and told Jerry that he was seeing Susan again, and Jerry says, "Wait a minute, isn't she a lesbian?" And George says, "Didn't take." It's a great line, but see that so that's the deal. Is that, you know, it didn't take when I ran for assembly, and it turned out that I'm happy to be here, right? But I do think there's a role to play From a person that actually, you know, I actually own a lot of flannel. I wear them in my daily life. And this is fantastic news. And this is why I love civic media so much, is because our colleague and friend, Jane Matinair, who precedes us on with the great show, Matinair on Air. If you haven't listened to it, you got to tune it in. 10 until noon every day across civic media, Jane Matinair. She has said, she is listening, and she has said now, she has sent me a text, and she says, I'm in on the third district tour. You understand this? This is fantastic news. Jane Matinair is in with me on this tour of the third district. And I think this will be great. We could do it together. We could have 2 hours of Matinair on Air from La Crosse, and then 2 hours of Toddy. And we cross over. We just, you know, Jane and I will go around. I will show Jane, because I know the Driftless. I know the third district well. I grew up there. We'll go to a great place in Vernon County called the Driftless Cafe. Our friends at Wonder State have one of 5 solar-powered coffee roasteries in Viroqua, Wisconsin, in the third district. We'll do La Crosse. We'll go up to Eau Claire, where my sister lives, a brother-in-law. I was just in a bar, a sports bar in Eau Claire. This will be great. Jane and I will just be on the road. And so check your local listings soon. Matinair and All Ball take on the third district and Derek Van Orten. And we'll invite Rebecca Cook and Katrina Shanklin to stop by for a beer.
You want to invite Derek Van Orten?
If Derek Van Orten, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've said this. And again, we have an offer out. If you haven't heard earlier, to Scott Walker, former Governor Scott Walker, we have invited him on the program to talk about Taylor Swift and why he is being so mean to Taylor. We want him to come on and talk about this with Trigvy and I, in all seriousness. We have not heard back yet. Also off the text line from Andrew in Maine on WAUK, he says, Todd, please make sure you take Jane to Amory, her favorite place she's never been. Yes. So, all right, we'll take Jane to Amory. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Gene and Eau Claire. Gene, my friend, thanks for listening in. You are in the third district. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're in the third district, and we can use all the help we can because the TV stations always show him, like, really working hard for the people when he really hasn't did anything. But they always he must send in clips of what he's doing or something to get it on the air. But, you know, I always call his office, and I finally got a letter. And, you know, it was about, you know, this impeachment inquiry. And, you know, he sends me this letter, you know, from the Congress, you know, with all of his stuff on there. And in the letter it says, you know, that, you know, he joined his Republican colleagues to authorize an ongoing impeachment. And another paragraph down, you know, it doesn't mean he's going to be impeached, but, you know, we're going to examine it. So he says, the committees have already uncovered an alarming amount of information that shows President Biden's involvement in his family's corrupt business activities. As members of the Congress, we have a constitutional duty to ensure our executive branch acts honestly, morally, and in the best interest of our nation. And that's, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I've been watching those hearings, and I haven't seen one thing that he had a criminal family, corrupt business activities, family corrupt business activities. Man, I would think that this would be illegal to send this through the mail. You know what I mean?
It's all made up stuff, right, Gene? I mean, that's what Derek Van Orten's campaign and his career so far in Congress has been. Just going off the ranch, going over to Israel, not voting in Congress. AWOL when it comes to his duty. Dereliction of duty. That's Derek Van Orten. Back with more calls after this at All Ball Show.
Derelict Van Odd One.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lavall Show at the 20-minute mark past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Taking your calls, kind of buttoning up this topic today, focusing in on the 3rd Congressional District in western Wisconsin, where the incumbent Republican Derek Van Orten announced over the weekend he is seeking another term. And reading from the January 6th, well, not the transcript of January 26th, but official court documents. I have the entire thing here in my hands, about 21 pages worth, where this guy from Wisconsin, Riley Casper, pled guilty to attacking police officers. And yet Derek Van Orten is supporting Donald Trump, who calls people like this guy heroes, hostages, and says he will pardon all of them, including this idiot from Wisconsin who attacked and bragged about Capitol police officers. I mean, it's repugnant, my opinion. Let me just, I know this is a little hard to hear, but we have to keep hearing this to remind ourselves. This is the type of guy, the type of person that Donald Trump and Derek Van Orten defend. A guy who says this under oath, quote, "There's something satisfying about pepper spraying cops in riot gear and watching them run from you like a bitch, even though they have face masks, billy clubs, and full effing body armor," unquote. You know what effing stands for? I can't read that because of FCC rules. It's a direct quote. That's who Derek Van Orten is defending.
And you might say, not everybody who was there on January 6th is this violent. You're correct. That's why not everybody who was there on January 6th is in prison.
Exactly. But what I hope people will ask themselves, particularly I would ask county sheriffs in the 3rd District, because this is a, hang on, pardon me, a little sneezy. This is what happens in, you know, campaign, not abnormal. Politicians want the local county sheriff to endorse them because typically the county sheriff is the top vote getter in many rural counties. Well, like, do a great job. Many of them are Republican in the 3rd District. And I would ask county sheriffs in the 3rd District to think long and hard before you take photos, endorse, and campaign with Derek Van Orten. Because we'll be here to keep track of that, of course. We'll keep a tally and make sure people understand who. I can't imagine a sheriff who wants the respect of his or her department would endorse someone like Derek Van Orten who supports a guy who brags about attacking cops. I can't imagine that. So I hope that a lot of the county sheriffs of the 3rd District of Wisconsin think long and hard and take all of this into account and look at Van Orten and say, Derek, not going to happen. That would be my recommendation as a former Republican campaign worker and consultant who, by the way, ran a lot of successful Republican county sheriff's races in the 3rd District. If I were still running Republican races in the 3rd District, I would tell my boss, my candidate, no way in heck that we're endorsing Derek Van Orten. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's hop across the pond to London. Jay, calling in from London. Jay, thanks for holding. What say you?
Thanks, brother. I don't know anything about Van Orten or Van something that you normally call him.
Van Trapp.
I'm going to ask you about the American border. Are they going to reward cynicism?
Are they going to what?
Is Biden going to run again? Are they going to reward cynicism?
Well, I hope that, and you know, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, himself a former Republican like me, he was actually a member of Congress.
I call him my dad.
and Scarborough has talked about this at length as a former longtime Republican, former Republican congressman. He goes, look, I've been in meetings, or at least in social type of settings, around Biden recently. And he goes, the guy is not only all there, he's ready to go. He's fired up. And anybody who suggests that maybe Van Orten's going to, you know, pull a fast one, there's going to be some 11th hour thing where he says, I'm not going to do it. Scarborough says, forget that. Biden is fired up and ready to go and ready to take on Trump. And not just Trump, but Trumpism.
And when is he going to run against the do-nothing Congress, Republicans? The do-nothing. Well, repeat it over and over.
Yes. And Luke Mathers talked about that a little bit last segment. That this is a Congress, to Jay's point, a Republican Congress in the House, who they say they want X, Y, and Z, that we're not going to support Ukraine or Israeli funding until we get all this stuff on the border. And the Biden administration has given them much, not all probably, but much of what they want. And if you give them the all, as we pointed out, that doesn't even make sense. The Republican Congress has not appropriated enough money in order to have enough detention beds and facilities to apprehend and arrest all 100% of everybody that comes across the border, nor has any other president who preceded Biden, including Donald Trump. So, it would be like me being in the legislature and saying, I'm not signing on to that bill until you produce something that can make me fly. I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
well, I'm worried about what maybe I'm praying. So hard every day.
We in the U.S. will take all the prayers and good vibes and good thoughts you can give us, Jay. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jay. Really, really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Had off the text line, or was it Facebook, Mr. Sommers had a question. I think we can get in here before the end of the hour.
So Sherry on Facebook had commented about Donald Trump's rape case and says, why isn't he in jail? And why do they get away with stuff like this?
Great question. And look, I'm no legal expert. I'm no Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn. But my understanding is the charges for actual rape in a criminal setting, the time had expired where they could actually still charge him for, you know, those charges criminally. But this was a civil case. And so that's why we can't say he was found guilty. I mean, you can, but it's not accurate. It's more accurate to say Trump was found liable of sexual assault and awarded, you know, all this money, which $80 million plus. Well,
most of it's for the defamation because Trump can't keep his mouth shut during the trial.
Correct. Exactly right. And when that, and by the way, speaking of Derek Van Orten, when that was handed down this week, here's a tweet. There's always a tweet, right? Here is a tweet from Derek Van Odwin, our 3rd District Republican Congressman. When the jury awarded E. Jean Carroll the $80 million plus for the defamation, Derek Van Orten said, quote, another nail in the coffin of the American judicial system. This is absurd and shameful, unquote. Derek Van Orten doesn't even respect the judicial court system. And he thinks he's the law and order guy? Derek Van Orten buys his coffee from Citgo, not from Quick Trip.
Oh.
Back on the other side is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee stayed up past midnight to approve two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for the way he's handled the crisis at the southern border. Democrat Benny Thompson.
They don't want solutions. They want a political issue. And most of all, they want to please their disgraced former president.
No timeline, but President Biden says he's decided on a response to the deadly drone attack on U.S. soldiers in Jordan. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
What the president said and what the secretary has said is that we are going to respond, but it's going to be at a time and place of our choosing.
Californians bracing for a big storm from Sacramento south to L.A. This man in Cameron Park is still dealing with fallout from last year's flooding.
It was pretty bad. We got water in the house, two spare bedrooms, and in the living room. So they had to redo the whole flooring and all that, which was a headache.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State regulators can force large factory farms to get permits before discharging pollutants, a judge ruled on Tuesday. The Calumet County judge found that the State Department of Natural Resources can force the permits to protect the state's waters. The lawsuit fighting the permits was filed by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business group. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit challenging a handful of absentee ballot rules. The lawsuit was filed by the Liberal Elias Law Group and argued that rules banning absentee ballot drop boxes and requirements for witness signatures created unnecessary barriers for voters. The judge dismissed some of the group's claims last week, and after saying they were not going to continue to challenge the rules, the judge dropped the case on Tuesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
We could see a little patchy fog right away this morning, then gradual clearing through the day, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 46 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 tomorrow. It will be partly cloudy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
this wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Again, lots of nervous anticipation, I think, for tomorrow. Because wouldn't it be fantastic if Scott Walker called in? We have put this challenge out there. And again, I don't want to, you know, talk about it too much today because I'm saving it up for Trigvy tomorrow. The fact that, and I didn't realize it until this weekend, when the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Ravens to go to the Baltimore Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, and Taylor Swift was there cheering on her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. And the MAGA, the MAGA people, they just go apoplectic. They actually have, like, I'm not making this up. We're gonna play you several cuts tomorrow, clips. People on Fox News, on Newsmax, these are adults going apoplectic and angry about Taylor Swift. And one of them turns out to be our former Republican governor, Scott Walker, who, when presented with a news story that showed in a poll recently, a fifth of voters may be swayed in this 2024 election for president of the United States by who Taylor Swift endorses. This is driving MAGA people crazy. And Scott Walker has weighed in and says that, you know, he thinks that it's terrible to support a celebrity like this. Of course, he helped elect a celebrity to the White House. So anyway, we asked him politely. We just said, hey, you know, Governor, we'd love to have you on the show on Wednesday at noon with Trigvy Olson. Getting a lot of traction on socials. So we have not heard back yet. So we will see. Anyway, we're going to 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Stephen in Green Bay. Again, Stephen, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here because we're going to save this for tomorrow, but I didn't want to not take your call. What do you got as a precursor for tomorrow's discussion? Give us 30, 60 seconds on Taylor Swift.
Well, I was just going to say, it's almost like the strong, you know, successful women that are making a lot of money are a little scary to these white Republicans.
That is a perfect comment and segue. I could not. That's fantastic, Stephen. Thanks for bringing that up. A call back tomorrow when we get more into Taylor Swift tomorrow. Stephen is absolutely right. Is that some of these MAGA men, some of these, certainly the leadership, the Republican MAGA leadership, they are threatened by strong women. They get very, very antsy, very nervous around women who are strong. And none more so than what happened in the Capitol last week. Mr. Zomer's time once again for wacky things, hot air from the state Capitol. We need to use that more often.
Yes, we do. It's been too long.
We haven't used that. Yeah, hot air from the Capitol. So here we go. This was from last week in the state Capitol. But so much news, we haven't gotten to use this yet. But Stephen did a great job of the segue, whether he meant to or not. So last week, the Republicans, they introduced this referendum they want to put on the state ballot that would ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Some of the most extremism that's out there. And again, they're just hurting for a bruising, in my opinion, politically, because Janet Protasiewicz ran on this as a large part of her issue, women's reproductive rights, and she won by 11 plus points. But that ain't good enough for Republicans. They want another go at it. So they're trying to get this on the referendum on the ballot come April to prevent any sort of abortion after 14 weeks. So apparently now, someone on the Democratic side said something along the lines of, well, you know, it's simply not biblical. Like, you know, the right, the Christian right is saying, you know, that they go up by the Bible. And so it's allegedly one of the Democrats got up and said, well, you know, it's not biblical. Jesus never forced a woman to have a child. Now, I wasn't there 2,000 years ago, so, you know, I don't know. I'm not a perfect Christian. I've read most of the Bible. I don't recall any scriptures saying thou shall have a child whether thou wants to or not. And I don't remember that. But this ding-a-ling State Representative Ron Tussler. I think he goes by Ronnie. Ronnie Tussler, Assemblyman from the 3rd, which represents some of our listeners. He represents parts of Appleton, the Fox Valley. Apparently, he's a lawyer. He went to Marquette Law School, a fine law school, by the way, Don Marquette. So this guy is a lawyer and a state representative who represents the Fox Valley area. So particularly for those listening on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, and WGBW up in Green Bay. This is one of your guys, Ron Tussler, who decided to take on the Democrats on the floor, and he appeared to endorse forced birth, regardless of health considerations, by citing the Bible. Hang in there. There he is, Ronnie Tussler, state representative, Republican, on the floor of the assembly from last week.
One of the things I heard came from the representative from the 20th. She said that she can't think of one situation in the Bible where God forced a woman to have a baby contrary to her personal health. I'm sure that's not a perfect paraphrase, but as close as I could get on the fly.
So stop right there. So number one, he says, well, I'm not sure if I heard this right, but I'm just paraphrasing and putting words into somebody's mouth. So that's the auspices from which he starts, by creating something that we're not entirely sure is true, but go ahead.
Well, I would ask her to never let her Bible get dusty. For example, I can think of at least three, probably the most well-known women in the Bible, folks you've all heard of, whether you're Christian or not, that certainly would qualify for those things. For example, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Estimates are she was 88 years old when she was told that she was going to have John the Baptist. Other estimates I've heard are at least over 60, but 88 seems to be the common number. And at 88, her own husband laughed at an angel when he was told that he was going to have a baby. So that was at least one situation where certainly a 88-year-old, it's contrary to her health to be having a baby, and here she is being told she's going to have a baby and being asked by God and being required to do that and having John the Baptist, you know, arguably the best Christian that's ever lived.
All right, stop right there for a second. Again, I'm no theologian here. I did teach Sunday school for a while. I know my Bible fairly well. Not the perfect Christian by a long shot. But I think it's a stretch, Mr. Zommers, to cite Elizabeth out of the Bible. And again, these are estimates. We don't know, you know, in today's modern world, we don't know if the times were different then or not. But let's just take it at face value. Let's say she was 88. Let's just say that was actual factual. All right. That's very different than saying, I'm going to force you to have a child that you don't want. This is considered one of a miracle. And again, yes. If you're a person of faith, you believe this, or at least you believe large parts of this. You're taking something that is a miracle or one of God's acts and works out of the Bible and perverting it into some sort of demagoguery that says, because Christ or God performed a miracle in biblical times, we're going to say that a teenage girl that was raped should be forced to carry a baby?
Yeah, it's miraculous. Like, all of the examples he gives are miracles. And it's, hey, you're 88. You are going to have this important child. This is a miracle. This is impossible for you normally. He didn't say, all right, you're 88. You shouldn't be able to get pregnant, but you are somehow. You're going to have octuplets and you're going to die. That's not what happened.
It's very weird. But here's good old Ronnie Tussler, Republican from Appleton, as he continues on.
Second, you've got Mary, the mother of Jesus. Estimates, again, are 13 to 14 years old, kind of the other side of the spectrum. At that time, Jewish religious law would have had her stoned for having a child outside of wedlock. Certainly against her personal health. And third, Sarah from the Old Testament, Abraham's wife. She was roughly 90 years old, or 90 years old on the dot. Again, you know, some people disagree on exactly how to read things, interpret things. But again, 90 years old, elderly lady, certainly contrary to her personal health to be having a baby, but here it happens. So it's certainly it's pretty common, actually, in the Bible, and especially with three of, I think, the most famous females in the Bible. So I want to, you know, I heard that. I just wanted to respectfully commentate on it that I don't think that's quite accurate.
So again, this is Ronnie Tussler, Republican representative of the 3rd Assembly District of Wisconsin from Appleton, citing Mary, the mother of Jesus. Holy Mary. There is no holier female in the Bible than Mary. I think that's accurate, Mr. Zommers, as a fellow Christian?
I think so.
Citing that she may have been 13 or 14 years old and she would have been stoned in biblical times normally for conceiving out of wedlock. Again, citing a miracle in the Bible, if you're a person of faith, a Christian, that's perhaps the greatest miracle. And somehow perverting that into, well, geez, if a 13, 14-year-old Mary got pregnant and she was fine with it, if your 13 or 14-year-old daughter is raped, she should be fine with it too.
And ultimately, even with these stories being miracles, Sherry brings up the most important point. Wow, why are we discussing back in the Bible? We have to deal with now. It's wrong to compare. They're not right. They're just not the same.
That's a great comment. And that's kind of what I was leading with there, right? That, it goes back to something we've been talking about on this show. Look, I'm a person of faith. I am far, far, far from the perfect Christian. I have a faith. It's personal to me. All right? But I also have friends who are Muslim. I have friends who are Jewish. I have friends who are atheists. I love them all the same as people, as friends. One of the great parts about the United States of America is that we are a country in which you can pursue any religion you want or none at all. It's freedom of religion, right? And the fact that you have people in elected office in Wisconsin and Washington, D.C., the MAGA Republican white nationalist Christian extremists who have said they want to replace the Constitution with the Bible as the rule of law. And they're using this to demean women, to demean LGBTQ people, and use a document that is meant to be a document, the Bible, as an advisor for your faith. Not for how you run the country.
Explicitly not how you run the country.
Explicitly how you not run the country. So whatever faith you have, God love you. And if you have no faith at all, God love you. But what makes America unique, again, is that we are not a country that's based on one particular religion. We are not a country that's based on one particular ethnicity. We are not a country based on geographical region. We are a country based on a set of unified ideals. We haven't always gotten it right. We continue to try to get better. But it is still someplace that people from around the world look at as a shining city on a hill to come to pursue their freedom. Freedom of religion, freedom from religion, their personal freedom. That is America. That is what men and women are putting on the uniform and fighting for around the world and are dying for, is our freedom. And what we don't need, and what is not helpful, is for dingbats like this Ron Tussler to start bringing in his personal faith and saying, you know what, because Mary was 13 or 14 years old in the Bible, yeah, it's fine if a girl gets a pregnant and it's forced upon her and she has to carry that child to term because, you know, look, we got Jesus with Mary. That's essentially what this guy is saying. This is the hot air from the Capitol. It's 10 minutes before the hour of what time? I'm so emotional here. 1 o'clock. We're coming up on 2 o'clock here. Back after this. Because I got to have faith. I got to have faith. Because I got to have faith.
I got to have faith. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different,
but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's what time it is. I've recomposed myself. That's 10 minutes away from top of the hour news and weather. And then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, brings you Matt Flynn Direct. Not going to want to miss it. As he reminds us, news happening every minute of every day. Mr. Flynn takes us to the front lines of history right after the news at 2 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn Direct. I want to end on this today. A little good news, a little happy news. Would be interested in your phone calls. Again, we were traveling around the state last week and lots of things happening, so just kind of still playing catch up. Bob Uecker, the legend. Now, there's somebody you could call a GOAT, greatest of all time, in my opinion. Bob Uecker, the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for the last 50 years. He turned 90 years young. 90. Bob Uecker. Still on the air. Still getting it done. Still ready to bring us some games from Arizona. Not too far off, by the way. Pitchers and catchers will be reporting next month. Bob Uecker turned 90. Would love to hear your favorite Uecker memory in celebration of him turning 90 years old. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device, or also text us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube as well.
I have a question for you, Todd.
Yes.
Have you ever kissed Bob Uecker?
No, I've not kissed.
I'm talking about the Bob Uecker statue.
The Bob Uecker statue. Yeah. No, I never have.
Up in the Uecker seats at Miller Park. You know, AmFam Field.
Right. AmFam Field. Yeah, they have that statue up in the top row of the Uecker seats up there. I don't believe I've ever gone up there. Look, Papa Rico says, get up, get out of here. That's his signature line, right? When the Brewers hit a home run. Back at WRCO, back in the day in Richland Center, when I engineered Brewer games. Yes, you actually had to have a physical person there to engineer them. I do Uecker impersonation sometimes.
Well, you gotta.
Yeah, so Uecker, get up, get up, get out of here, gone for Molitor. That's my best Uecker at the moment. He also used to tell great, particularly during spring training, when Pat Hughes, who's now with the Chicago Cubs, when Pat Hughes was his color commentator with Uecker, Uecker would have to go about this time of year and start filming for Mr. Belvedere. I believe it was on ABC. It was actually a pretty funny sitcom in which Uecker was the main star.
I have not heard of that one.
Really? Oh, yeah. Mr. Belvedere. He was not, the butler's name was Mr. Belvedere. And Uecker played like the dad of the family that hired Mr. Belvedere.
Gotcha.
And so Pat Hughes would have to fill in for a couple of weeks while Uecker was out in Hollywood filming this thing. And then Uecker would come back and he'd tell these hilarious stories of the set of Mr. Belvedere. It was probably my favorite time in Milwaukee Brewer announcing history because the combination of Bob Uecker and Pat Hughes was magic on the radio. And then Uecker was just in his prime telling these stories about the set of Mr. Belvedere and that sort of thing. Anyway, we dialed up. This is an ad, one of the iconic ads, when you think of Bob Uecker for me, of Miller Lite, which, of course, was the beer of the Brewers for years, still kind of is, sort of. But this is back when Miller Lite was being brewed in Milwaukee. And Bob Uecker, there was nobody bigger on television. And Miller Lite said, Uke, we want you to do an ad. Here is the Miller Lite ad from Uecker back in the day.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front
come on,
row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, eh, buddy? He missed the tag!
And for those of you that can't see it, of course, you know, Uecker is down towards the actual front. The usher says, wrong seats, buddy. And he gets put clear back in the upper echelons and terrible seats.
Which, of course, is where he still sits to this day.
The statue.
In statue form.
Yes, the Uecker seats. I love that ad. One of the most iconic beer ads ever. Maybe the most iconic in Wisconsin, by the way.
Probably.
But if you want to weigh in on your favorite Uecker story, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Call us, text us on the Civic Media app. I follow on the Twitter, or Twix, as Craig Ferguson calls it. It's not actually Bob Uecker, at least I don't think it is. But it's Bob Uecker Says. Bob Uecker Says is the handle on Twitter. And there's some great lines. One of them is, when I asked Major League Baseball writers why they haven't selected me for the Hall of Fame, they said they thought I was still playing. Great line. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry, checks into the line. Mr. Perry, what say you? What do you got for a great Uke story?
Hey, Todd. My favorite one is Uecker's talking about when he was first signed to the Major Leagues. And he says it was the 1950s. And the team settled on the figure of $3,000, he said. And it was really something. My parents could barely afford it, but they paid it, and I was on the team.
that's fantastic. That his parents actually had to pay the Brewers to get rid of him.
Exactly. And the Braves.
Oh, the Braves, pardon me. Yeah.
And he said he also said that all of the major sporting goods companies would pay him an endorsement fee to not be seen using their equipment.
Well, I just saw a story. I saw a clip from Carson. I know you're a fan of the old Tonight Show as well, in which he used to be on Carson all the time as Mr. Baseball, and then later on Letterman. And he told this great story to Johnny on the Tonight Show at one time about, I forget who the teammate was. I think it was with the Braves yet, in which for the team photo, they quietly held hands. And the teammate was a black guy. And so not only was it two men, was it? Not only were there two guys, it was a black and a white guy holding hands, and they didn't catch it right. They had to end up reprinting the whole thing because they printed this stuff.
Yeah, it was Bob Gibson, who is not known for being genial, by the way. So it was funny in that way, too.
Yeah. But I mean, just a great character, and God love him. I'm still happy that he's still with us, very much with us, and still calling games for the Brewers.
He is amazing. He's the best.
I hope I'm half that good at 90, Jeff.
Me too.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Have a great week.
You too.
Mr. Jeff Perry, always a pleasure to have him. Also a pleasure to have Luke Matherins. We thank him for being on the show today. Mr. Zomers as well, and all of your calls. Stay tuned now for the great Mr. Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you tomorrow with Trevi Olson, Pat Kreitlow, and a big Swifty show. Until then, this is Todd Allball. Say whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. At noon on Wednesday, it's Trevi Olson, Pat Kreitlow, and a big Taylor Swifty show. Why are MAGA folks so upset? Join us at noon.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chance Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on